What is the definition of insanity? You already know the answer. Doing the same thing over and 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 over until, right? Expecting to get a different result, but you don't. But you don't change the way you go about doing it. You just keep doing it over and over again. But somehow you think you're going to get a different result. That is insanity. Now, what do we call insanity on a mass level, right? When an entire country is suffering from that, would that be mass psychosis? I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, any of those things. What I am is a student of human nature. And what I'm seeing is this weird, I don't know, this belief, I guess, that Americans have that they have to only either vote for a Democrat or a Republican, each one pointing the finger at each other, each one being known liars, cheaters, hustlers, scammers, stealers, robbers, rapists, murderers, you name it. Yet the American people, we the people, continue to vote for those two parties over and over and over and over again. Hello, my friends. If that's not the definition of insanity, then I don't know what is. So that'll be today's topic of discussion. All right, you know the deal. We got to take a scheduled break. We'll be right back. You know, our founding fathers, the American framers of the Constitution, the amendments, the Bill of Rights, they warned us so long ago when they framed this out that would be the one way that America could be taken down was by initiating parties. The founding fathers were against party system. This is why they had it set up with representative members for the Senate and the House. And that's why the members were chosen very carefully in those amounts, and why there was only one president, one vice president, and so on and so on. It's because of how they allocated the power structure. And they knew the way the game, the system, the way to change it, the way to monopolize it would be to create a party system and then ultimately split that party in two. So you're controlling both sides of the same coin. Right? Remember, when you have a coin and you flip it, you're either heads or tails, but to the coin, it's no different. It's the same coin. And that's politics for you in a nutshell. They don't really care which way you go. If you go Democrat or Republican, they're going to win either way because they're both sides of that same coin, which is why it makes no sense to keep voting Republican or Democrat. Democrat or Republican. That's the essence of insanity. What our founding fathers wanted was sentient human beings in there, listening to the ideas brought forth by other sentient human beings and everybody making wise and informed decisions and discussing things openly with in open forum, not necessarily a debate. Debates did happen, but that's not what they were there to do. They were there to work out solutions to the people at whole problems. And that is, I think, something that has been long gone and forgotten. Now it's a power grab between two factions or three or four factions that are continuously trying to overtake each party. So, you know, the parties themselves, think of it like a virus. You have your computer that says one name on the outside, and you look at it and everyone looks at it, and it just looks like a regular computer. And when you buy it, it's just you that has the ownership to it, and you're the one programming it. But then someone hacks it, and now they're doing stuff with it. It's no longer you. But to someone just looking at it, it still looks like the same apparatus. It didn't change. But the person behind it controlling it did. And that's what's going on with our governments, right? They're using the guise, the government as a guise, as a hideaway, right? To affect their changes and to do what they want to do without showing who they really are. And they can do this by keeping these huge party systems and then by funneling money through these huge PACs that no one seems to know where the dark money is coming from. I got no problem with anybody, funding anything to whatever extent. And I don't really believe in restricting that. If people want to donate, by all means, let them donate. That's not where the problem lies. The problem lies in how those people got that money and got that difference, in class structure to begin with. And that's what needs to be fixed. And that all comes back to having real political leaders that are there to run and rule for all classes. Because at the end of the day, all classes should be the one class, and that is those that strive to do stuff should be able to work their way to the top, not by who can scam, cheat, screw over the next guy the best, but who actually deserves it. And this winning by participation or because you happen to fit a certain profile, whatever, people, look, if you're talking about filling some blanket menial position where no thought is required, then by all means, throw it in lotteries. Whoever the luck of the draw is, so be it. But I think we can all agree that if you want heart surgery or brain surgery, or you want someone working on your car or building your house or designing a 30-story skyscraper, you want the best of the best. And I don't care what color that person is. I don't care what sex that person is. I don't care what country that person comes from. I want to know if they have the credentials to perform the task I need them to do, plain and simple. Now, I don't know why that's so hard for the mundane American to comprehend that when they tell you that that's what they're trying to do, they're BSing you. Because nobody thinks like that. And we already have a fair and just society. Just look at our laws and tell me which laws specifically omit any race. None of them do. You're buying into their propaganda. You're buying into their BS. And they've got you hook, line, and sinker. The left is doing it to their own, which would be the Democrats. The right is doing it to their own, which would be the Republicans. And at the end of the day, the independents are left out in the cold because the left and the right, the Democrats and the Republicans, have made it almost impossible for anyone else from any political party or not a political party to get ballot access. And I think that's the first thing we need to address as real United Statesians, right? That if you're an independent and belong to no party, you should automatically have ballot access because that's the way it was intended in the original framework, in the original Constitution and Bill of Rights. Everything that came after that is subject to after that. And so if you want to join a party, then by all means, go by the rules that the party puts in front of you. But the party doesn't have the right or the means or the legal predisposition to change that. But in effect, they have, and no one has challenged them on it. And because of that, like during this last election in 2020, Kanye West wanted to run. And I know a lot of people were saying that he just wanted to run to take away votes from Biden. But how cheesy can you be to just assume that and that he really didn't want to become president himself? Now, all of a sudden, you know what other people are thinking and why they do stuff. Shame on you. I'm tired of people telling me what other people are thinking. I'll determine that for myself. Thank you very much. But Kanye realized really quick that because he formed his own party, which was he gave it some stupid name and everything, a happy birthday party or something, I don't know. But he realized he couldn't get ballot access. And so he jumped on the ticket with another guy who had partial ballot access in some states. And ran for vice president. And most people don't remember, his tallies because it was so insignificant. Because it's not that it can't be done. But when the Democrats and Republicans, and they are harnessing the all might of the governmental system, and because of that, they harness the entire power. You think we have a three-tier system, but actually they harnessed the fourth tier, which is the media. And once they privatized the media, or I should say governmentized the media to their own benefit, it became a concerted effort to lie to the people so that they could retain the power that they have, so that no one else could ever get into a position of taking that away from them. And that's where we're at now. So I repeat again, if you want to continue this insanity, if you want to go down the road of being the insane, then by all means, continue doing the same thing over and over again. And I know you keep thinking that this one's going to be different. They said this and they said that. Well, guess what? I used to think the same thing. And on both sides, I didn't care about the party. I always went for the individual and what they had to say and what they believed in. And that's how I voted. And as soon as they got in and switched, like a switch on a wall, I realized that it too was corrupt. And that's the problem I have. We need people that can be uncorrupted, people that are not contributing to a higher propaganda cause, which would be a party system. Those that just want to help the average individual, those that want to exercise their own thinking, think for themselves and put themselves into that position to help their constituents, not the party. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode of Ideologically Illogical. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you check back tomorrow. And don't forget to check our prior episodes, as these are not dated for point counterpoint context with what's going on in today's politics. What we're doing is wrapping up events from throughout all of history and showing how all of that relates to today's politics. So you haven't missed out on anything. By all means, you can go back and watch these back to back to back. As a matter of fact, you'll probably get more out of them by doing it that way, as opposed to having to wait daily to get them delivered to you. But once you get all caught up, then by all means, come back daily and listen, as we will be painting the bigger picture by connecting the dots of what the shadow government is doing behind your back. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Roger Dodger over out, and we'll see you tomorrow.